Welcome to Real Talk. This is Donovan Simon. On Real Talk, we explore issues that don't often make the mainstream discussions, but they are important things that we need to talk about. Today, our topic is you. Who are you? We're in an interesting time. Black Lives Matter, all kinds of things going on in our society, upheaval, riots, protests, conversations. And it forces us to take a time and pause to ask a lot of questions. A lot of questions about our identity. A lot of questions about what's important to us. A lot of questions about what's important to our society and how we manage the dynamics of relating to people, dealing with injustice, dealing with inequality, dealing with some of the things that make us who we are, dealing with some of the things that define us based on the color of our skin, based on our heritage, based on who our parents are. But are those the things that make us who we are? Is there a generic recipe that applies to all of us? And therefore, we're male and all things male apply, or we're black and all things black apply, or we're white or Caucasian or Asian, who knows? I think this is a serious time for us to sit back and ask ourselves the questions about who we really are. What do we stand for? What are our values? What are the things that make you as an individual tick? And are you willing, first of all, to make those things known? And secondly, are you able to consistently live by those things that you have chosen to believe in? Because it is easy to get lost in the shuffle. It is easy to get lost in the hysteria. It's easy to get lost in the panic when we have no clear sense of identity. When we have no clear sense of who we are, what we believe in, what we stand for, what's important. And especially when tensions get high, it's easy to roll with the crowd because we get lost in that process. We get lost in a global identity that we really don't necessarily subscribe to. But if the river is flowing downstream, and I need to move from place to place, why not go with where the flow takes me versus stand up and be counted for something? And in some cases, that means swimming against the tide. In some of the recent protests, some of the questions that were asked are things that people couldn't relate to. What do you stand for as it relates to racism? What do you stand for as it relates to justice? What do you stand for as it relates to equality? And how do you communicate that to those around you? But more importantly, how do you get that across to yourself? Because I promise you that there are many people who change their positions day after day based on the crowd they're in today, the questions they're asked tomorrow, or the incentives that sit in front of them that may lead them to think differently, because all of a sudden self takes over and selfish intentions trump the values that were eschewed yesterday. As we look at the need for society to continue to build, for society to correct some of the ills that have continued for many years, for our society to acknowledge that some of these things are ills in our communities, in our homes, in our schools. There's also the need on an individual level for people to start looking at, how do I correct some of those things that really are just about me? It's about how I see myself, how I want to be seen, how I portray myself, and simply, who am I? Many years ago as a youngster, I struggled with that question, so I can understand people struggling with it too. For a while, I went with every ship that sailed because you want to feel a sense of belonging, you want to feel a sense of acceptance, you want to be a part of something. It's even more challenging when, depending on your circumstances, you were brought up in a culture that didn't give you a sense of expression and didn't give you a sense of self. And with all of those things crystallized over time, it is very easy for people to flip-flop and not know who they are. They exist and not live. They traverse different spaces but never truly identify. They're chameleons who will fit anywhere at any time because it's convenient. But when things get tough, when the rubber really hits the hot road, when the clothes have to come off because that's the nature of the circumstance, who you are needs to come out. And the internal struggle that you have, fighting with the different forces that are trying to win your mind and win yourself, at some point those forces will break you. And it is critical at that point for you to make some decision as to who you are. And having made that decision, then work through the process of accepting that decision, accepting the things that may not be popular, accepting the things that make you stand out like a sore thumb in a group that you were once happy to be a part of and happy to be accepted in. Only to realize that, no, that's not where I want to be anymore, because that's not who I am anymore, and that's not who I want to be. So the discussion on Real Talk today really wants to pick your mind on who are you? And I'm not talking about color, I'm not talking about nationality. I'm talking about an individual sense of self, an individual identity that you can embrace, that you can be proud of, that you can show to the world with pride. So whether it's a matter of sexual preference, religious preference, political preference, who cares? You have decided who you are, who you want to be, and that's what you're going to live with. That's the you that you want to wake up and see every day. And when you look at yourself in a mirror, you can smile and say, I love me. So think about it. Think about it. Who are you? It's time to go. It's time to go. Thanks as always for listening to this podcast. Take some time, like it. If you want to make a comment, please download the Podbean app. And until our next episode, stay positive, no matter what.
Welcome to Real Talk.